chickens peck the ground soon after hatching. But why do we never see baby pigeons? Some baby birds, like those down-covered ducks, geese, and chickens, leave their nest shortly after hatching and do a lot of growing up while following their parents around. Others, like pigeons, stay in the nest and depend on their parents to feed and protect them well into their youth. When young rock pigeons finally leave the nest, they are full-sized with adult feathers, and they look like their parents. So, unless you look carefully under a city bridge, you aren't likely to ever see a baby pigeon. It's easy to imagine, when hearing soft, cooing sounds like these, why baby pigeons would rather stay in the nest. But the reason is they wait to fledge until they are nearly independent, and the task of getting on with life is a bit easier. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein. Support for BirdNote is provided by Mary Piggott from Seattle, Washington, and generous listeners around the world.
We'll be right back. Hey, it's Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Right now, you're listening to Murder of Crows by Leanne Bittosomasak Simpson. Before that was Ghost Keeper with Mokinstis. We're going to listen to the latest by Status Non-Status called Arnold right after this bird note.
This is Bird Note. When Juan Pablo Collazo goes to spend time outside, he often encounters people thinking he doesn't belong out there as a blind person, despite the fact that he's a renowned nature recordist.
We need to change the culture and the behavior of people to really understand that blind people can go outside and enjoy nature like whatever person.
Juan Pablo helped design nature trails in Colombia with features that make them more accessible for people who are visually impaired, including guide ropes with textures that signal points of interest and QR codes that provide info. But Juan Pablo says these are not simply trails solely for blind people to enjoy.
It's for blind people, of course, but it's for all, because we need to share the same places in society, make places exclusively for blind people or whatever other disability, in my opinion, is an exclusion. All these things are for everyone, for older people, for children, pregnant, people that broke a leg and is temporarily disabled. So many people decide for us, no, he can't walk on this trail because the trail, there are a lot of branches in the floor. Ask first. Never decide for us. And the second thing is, do nothing to us without us.
For Bird Note, I'm Jonice Franklin.
Bye.
The latest by Misha and the Spanx, that was Cut My Bangs, here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I hope you enjoyed that. We are hitting the top of the hour, so I hope you enjoyed the whole show, to be very frank with you. I really liked putting this together. I really loved the music on today's program. There was a lot of stuff that I wanted to play, but just didn't have the time to do so. And so, you know, keep tuning into Typically Tuesdays to listen to the music that I do like and want to share with you. Again, happy National Indigenous Peoples Day, parentheses belated. And I hope that you have a good rest of your week and hope that you are surviving the heat wave. How about that? Right? If you missed one of the titles of a song that I played today, you can text me or at 778-782-2573, or you can just send suggestions about musicians who I should play in light, again, of National Indigenous Peoples Day. Perhaps it is an Indigenous musician who you enjoy in particular. Actually, maybe that should just be the question. Who is an Indigenous musician who you wish had more airtime on the radio and you could tell everybody about? And then I would love to play them on Typically Tuesdays. Are you an Indigenous musician who wants your music played on the radio? Send us a message, 778-782-2573. Listen to more great CJSF programming. Listen to Sasha's show every Tuesday from 3 to 4. It is technically an open mic, but I call it Sasha's show because alliteration. And Sasha's great. I love her music taste. And I think you will too, especially if you like today's episode. That's Tuesdays from 3 to 4 here at 90.1 FM CJSF. One final song for you today. This is from a record that I've really been enjoying since it's been released earlier this year, and I think you will also really like it too. I played one of the tracks a few weeks ago and just was so elated that I got to play it. This is Beatrice Deer with Caterpillar off of her album Inuit Legend. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again very soon.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.